Concluding our Jazz Northwest today, that was Bobby Medina and the Cosmopolitan Pops Orchestra from the album Between Worlds, featuring Bobby Medina on trumpet, Eric Verlinde piano, Bill Anthony on trombone, and Junior Medina on timbale. Bopticos, the name of that composition and arrangement by Eric Verlinde. Before that, we were listening to Mimi Fox on guitar, Greta Matassa doing the vocal on the song West Coast Blues by Wes Montgomery, recorded on that beautiful patio that was Bake's Place at one time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us here today on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next weekend at the same time with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing music of Charles Mingus. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia at 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran Union.
The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Marley, and to begin with Jim Hall, his guitar, Don Thompson's bass, and Terry Clark playing the drums. This is up in Toronto at the Bourbon Street there, at Bourbon Street, I should say, famous jazz place for a while, 1975, recorded by Horizon Records. This is called Scrapple from the Apple. It was written by Charlie Parker, based on Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose for part of it, and George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm for the middle section. Scrapple. I had a couple of people in my family years ago that used to make that and it was delicious. Here's Jim Hall, Don Thompson, and Terry Clark.
Thank you.
Jim Hall on guitar in Toronto at Bourbon Street, 1975, Horizon Records. And Terry Clark doing some drumming, Don Thompson on string bass, Scrapple from the Apple, written by Charlie Parker. Oh, I got something for you today. Take me out to the ball game. KPLU's afternoon at the Seattle Mariners is Sunday, August 9th at Safeco Field. The M's will take on the Texas Rangers at 1:10 p.m. We're offering specially priced tickets for KPLU listeners. You'll watch the game from an exclusive terrace club, from the Terrace Club, with comfortable padded seats, a lounge, and a special concession stands. You can even order food and beverage from your seats. Meet KPLU evening jazz host Abe Beeson in the Terrace Club lounge before the game. Get complete info at kplu.org. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Harlan Leonard and his Rockets, 1940. Harlan Leonard came out of the great center of this country, Kansas City area. Played saxophone, was in the great bands from Kansas City. And late in the 30s, put together this band. You'll hear Ernie Williams singing, and Fred Beckett's beautiful trombone, and James Ross on trumpet, an incredible tenor player by the name of Henry Bridges. This is called Please Don't Squabble. It was written and arranged by Richard Smith. Harlan Leonard and his Rockets.
Don't squabble day or night. You know I love you more than words can say. Just can't understand why you treat me this way. You seem so unkind in the things you say. Make me believe you try to drive me away. Don't squabble, don't squabble, don't squabble night or day.
Got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees. Precious heart, and when you
the moon. Harlan Leonard and his Rockets started that set, 1940. Bluebird Records, Please Don't Squabble. Ernie Williams doing the vocal. Betty Carter, United Artists Records, 1964. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Written by Tom Wolfe and lyric by Fran Landesman. Harold Mayburn on piano. Bob Cranshaw, bass. Roy McCurdy on the drums. And she's something. The music is what's important for her. There isn't any ulterior motive. It finds her and she finds it, and they get together and discuss what they're going to do. And she brings it out that way, always. Steve Lacy, 1960, Candid Records. Introspection by Thelonious Monk. Lacy plays the soprano sax, Charles Davis the baritone sax, John Orr on string bass, Roy Haynes on the drums. Oh,
I let daddy do that. I let my daddy do that because his daddy's mine, my worry mine. Now keep a churning till the butter comes.
Lacey with his soprano saxophone, 1960 for Candid, played Introspection by Thelonious Monk, Charlie Davis on baritone sax, John string bass, Roy Haynes on the drums, Hattie Hart, 1934 for Vocalion, with two guitarists with her, Alan Shaw and Willie Borum. I'm missing that thing, and I let my daddy do that. Steve Lacy and Hattie Hart. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, telling you that this is public radio. It includes you, and you've been very good to us, and we don't have to have any special time to tell you that, or for you to tell us. And I want to remind you about that, because the strength of public radio is the fact of this arrangement. We're here, you're there, we're happy with you, you're happy with us. And you don't have to wait for a special time to help us out financially. You can always call up the number and say, listen, I listened to you guys and I haven't given in a while here. That's a nice thing. It really is. And so's going to the ball game. KPLU's afternoon at the Seattle Mariners is Sunday, August 9th at Safeco Field. The M's will be playing the Texas Rangers. Specially priced tickets are available. You'll watch the game in a exclusive terrace club with comfortable seats and a lounge and special concession stands. You can order food from there. And you'll meet evening jazz host Abe Beeson in the Terrace Club Lounge before the game. You want to know more about it? Get complete info at kplu.org. Here's a duo that occurred. It's not the only one that I know of in Benny Goodman's sextet. All the guys are waiting for Benny, and they put something out where they're waiting, and the recording engineer recorded what they did. Same thing here. Buell Neidlinger, bass. Archie Shepp, tenor. They're getting ready to make a record, K2B2 Records. 1960? Yeah, let's do something. And they both did. And it's something. And it's called Davis. Thank you. Nightingale bass and Archie Shepp, tenor saxophone, 1960 for K2B2 Records, and one collective improvisation called Davis. Buell Nightingale and Archie Shepp. As it turned out, I was going to do a Miles Davis, not necessarily associating with that last one. But I want to chase There Is No Greater Love, written by Isom Jones. Marty Sims did the lyric. Miles Davis, 1955 first, and the composer and his orchestra, 1936.
What I feel for you, no greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known. And to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Thank you.
played by Miles Davis on trumpet. 1955, Prestige Records. Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then the composer, Isom Jones, playing tenor and doing an arrangement of his composition, No Greater Love. And then Victor Schertzinger, Lou Brown, and Harry Richman's Life Begins When You're in Love, Decca Records, 1936. And the vocalist on both, Woody Herman, who played a beautiful, soft clarinet solo on No Greater Love. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, at 88.5. KPLI, Olympia, 90.1. KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3. KPLK, Cedro Woolley, 88.9. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and it's always a pleasure every Sunday to be here with you. Coleman Hawkins.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, 1946 for Sonora Records. Mel Jackson vibes, Hank Jones piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach drums. You Go to My Head by J. Fred Coots. And then they are joined by Fats Navarro trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Porter Kilbert on alto saxophone, and Thelonious Monk's I Mean You. Coleman Hawkins. Mildred Bailey now going to sing. 1946. Sid Catlett, 1944, is going to play his drums.
Human for anyone to want to be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry your eyes out and wreck your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain. Thank you. as wonderful as me should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I'd had easy sailing, but instead I'm all at sea. 'Cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain.
For You in Love in Vain, written by Jerome Kern, lyric by Leo Robin, an arrangement by Eddie Sauter, 1946 Majestic Records. Sid Catlett played his drums for Commodore Records, 1944. Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, Marlo Morris piano, John Simmons playing the bass, and Linger a While, a great classic in this music, written by Vincent Rose back in 1923. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
And now, On the Job. That is, artists... Just a minute, I'm going to adjust the mic. Hello, Mike. All right. On the Job at the Royal Roost in New York City. What it means is the artists are getting together. It's not a recording. It's a broadcast. Somebody taped it at home, wire recorder, whatever. And fortunately, we have these. It's on Charlie Parker Records, issued after his death. The year is 1948. And with him, Fats Navarro trumpet, Bud Powell playing the piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums, On the Job with Charlie Parker. Thank you. That just rides. It must be what it's like to be on the board, on the wave, and just moving. Something else in that sound. 1948, On the Job, Charlie Parker. His alto saxophone, Fats Navarro trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Issued later, much later, on Charlie Parker Records. Around Midnight, Cool Blues, and Ornithology. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is Roosevelt Sykes.
Baby's gone, and I can't do any concentrating. My baby's gone, and I can't do any concentrating. But I hope she will soon come back so I can do some speculating. I hope she really loves me and is not just infatuating. Me and is not just infatuating, because she's just my type and her ways is so complicated. Everything she says, it leaves me in a compromising situation. Everything she says, it leaves me in a compromising situation. But I advise her to take it easy if she didn't want her hip dislocation. When I get the blues about the gal, the pain in my heart is excruciating. When I get the blues about the gal, the pain in my heart is excruciating. I say you better slow down, pretty mama, 'cause my mind can't stand no more aggravating. She's a high tone mama and strictly a rich credit. Mama and strictly aristocratic. I told her you better take a head out the clouds, else I'll use my automatic.
Roosevelt Sykes playing the piano and singing for you, 1939 in Chicago. And one he calls Concentration Blues. Cootie Williams now, his trumpet, his band, 1941, followed by Nat Cole, 1946. Thank you.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. To this timely tip when you make that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Two of them for you, starting with Cootie Williams, his trumpet, his band, 1941, and one he wrote called G-Men, meaning government men, the guys that come after you from doing all those bad things. Fine work in there on trombone by Lou McGarrity, and always fine at the piano, Johnny Granieri. Okay Records. Nat Cole, 1946, for Capitol Records, his voice, his piano. Oscar Moore, guitar, and Johnny Williams playing the bass, and a classic by Bobby Troup called Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Now, baseball. KPLU's afternoon at the Seattle Mariners. Mark this on your calendar. Sunday, August 9th, Safeco Field. We're going to be playing the Texas Rangers. Now, we here are offering you there specially priced tickets. You'll watch the game in the exclusive Terrace Club with comfortable padded seats, a lounge, and specialty concession stands. You can even order food and beverages from your seats. Meet KPLU Evening Jazz host Abe Beeson in the Terrace Club Lounge before the game. Get complete info at kplu.org. Eddie South and Stephen Grappelli are going to play their violins in Paris, 1937, and George Davis, 1940, is going to sing and play the piano.
thing I tell you, you run and tell your monkey man. Everything I tell you, you run and tell your monkey man. Now you out in the cold, doing the best you can. Baby, your eyes wide open, and your head lay fast to sleep. Your eyes wide open, your head lay fast to sleep. You have a man upstairs, one down, but he got four women cross the street. I woke up this morning, the blues all around my head. Woke up this morning, the blues all around my head. I got a letter that my poor girl was dead.
Two for you. Starting out with Eddie South and Stephan Grappelli in Paris, 1937. For Swing Records, playing their violins, Django Reinhardt on guitar, and Wilson Myers on string bass. And one they called Daphne, written by Reinhardt and Grappelli. Then George Davis, piano and voice, 1940 for Decca, Fast Asleep Blues. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're going to hear Chet Baker, his trumpet, 1953, and Smith Ballou, 1930, his voice.
Thank you. Thank you. If you don't come by 9 o'clock, baby, I'd die. Moon face, starry eyed, cooking with gas when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you.
A set of four for you, starting with Chet Baker's trumpet, 1953. He played A Dandelion, L-I-N-E, written by Jack Montrose, who played the tenor sax. Fine work by Russ Freeman on piano, Bob Gordon on baritone saxophone. Smith Ballou, 1930, There's Something Missing in Your Eyes, Columbia Records. Stan Kenton, 1951. In Los Angeles, band vocal, September Song, written by Kurt Vile, and Maxwell Anderson doing the lyric. And a second, rare Kurt Vile composition done by Benny Goodman's band in 1947, also in Los Angeles. Moonface, Starry-Eyed, the lyric by the great poet Langston Hughes, and the vocal by the equally great lyricist Johnny Mercer. For you, from me. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Solo piano, now Jimmy Yancey, 1940. Duke Ellington's Orchestra with Al Hibbler singing, 1947.
Monday and it's cloudy, it's winter through the year. Then she went. They tell me spring was here, but what has it meant? My life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's Monday every day. Baby, tell you come back to me. We'll be right back.
Baby, tell you come back to me.
Of them, starting with Jimmy Yancey's solo piano, Chicago 1940 for Vocalion Records. Yancey created it and he calls it Old Quaker Blues. Duke Ellington, Hollywood for Columbia Records, 1947, his piano, Al Hibbler's voice, Lawrence Brown's trombone, Sid Robbins' composition, It's Monday Every Day. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
3 Cent Stamp is more than a vocal trio who play violin, guitar, and cello. They're also one of Dick Stein's favorite bands. Don't miss an exclusive performance with 3 Cent Stamp, hosted by Dick Stein, this Tuesday afternoon at 12:15 on KPLU. Thanks to Shack Arts Center for their support.
Won't you come home, baby? Won't you come home? She moans a whole day.
Thank you. have no lips for a fool such as I, they say. You just believe in hello and goodbye. And they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned, and that I'll go on playing with fire until I have learned my heart has been burned. They say I shouldn't dream of your face in the moon. They say all of my dreams will be nightmares too soon. Let them talk, let them think what they want to. If it makes them feel happy that way, I know I'll always love you no matter what they say.
Well, let's see what we have. I dropped my notes, I picked them up, and here they are. Candy and Coco, Vocalion Records, Los Angeles, 1934. Candy is Candy Candido. He played the string bass. Okay. Coco is Otto Heimel, known as Coco, who played the guitar. On the drums and muted cornet, Monk Hazel from New Orleans. And on piano, Jane Austen, and they did Bugle Call Rag by Jack Pettis and Elmer Schobel. Then Artie Shaw, 1938, his vocalist at the time, Helen Forrest, and They Say, a beauty written by Eddie Heyman and Sid Weiss. A lot of requests for Count Basie 56. I played these, I don't know, several months ago, and many of you wanted to hear them, a few of them. From 1956, Count Basie at the piano, his orchestra.
Thank you.
Count Basie, 1956, for Verve Records, Blues Inside Out. Marshall Royal, the lead alto saxophonist in that band for many years, played the clarinet, and did he play it? Joe Newman's beautiful trumpet, muted. And then Big Red, Ernie Wilkins did Blues Inside Out, and also Big Red. Thad Jones, trumpet, Frank Wes, flute, Benny Powell and Henry Coker playing trombones in that order, and Frank Foster playing the tenor sax. Count Basie, 1956, right here on 88.5. We're here alive for you, 24 hours a day. We've got all kinds of stuff for you. And you good folks out there help us out all the time. Here's Shirley Horn.
It's a lazy afternoon. And the beetle bugs are zooming. And the tulip trees are blooming. And there's not another human in view. But us two. Sleeping in the meadow, cows are sleeping. And the speckled trout stop leaping upstream. As we dream. Can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon. And I know a place that's quiet. except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it to see. Come spend this lazy
gal. Somebody stole my pants. Some cat came in here and took her away all mercy. She didn't even say she was leaving all mercy. Her kiss is alive and so old. She's missing mine, I know. Gee, you can see poor me. A lonesome pal. That woman come on running back to me. I ain't lying either. Somebody stole my gal. Thank you. to try that woman now. No, I can't take it. Yeah, Sherlock, go on, find her now. Quick, watch the needle. She's up to Maggie Jones. We're going up there and get her. Oh, man, I'll be up there. I don't want to get hurt. No. Yeah. You heard nothing yet? Oh, my goodness. Call up, do something. Yeah. Bring her right back on roller skates, will you? Bring her.
Shirley Horn started that set, playing the piano and singing, with her Buster Williams on bass, and Billy Hart playing the drums. A Lazy Afternoon, written by Jerome Morose and lyric by John Latouche, for Steeplechase Records, 1978. Then, Chasing, Somebody Stole My Gal, written by Leo Wood. 1928, Bix Beiderbecke and his gang, his cornet, Bill Ranks, trombone, Izzy Friedman, clarinet, Roy Bargy on piano, Min Liebrook on bass, saxophone, Stan King on the drums, then Fats Waller for Victor Records, 1935, and his version of Somebody Stole My Gal. And Herman Autry, trumpet, Rudy Powell, clarinet, Fats piano, James Smith, guitar, Charlie Turner playing bass, and Arnold Bowling playing the drums. Well, as I've mentioned, KPLU's Afternoon at the Seattle Mariners is going to be Sunday, August 9th at Safeco Field. The M's will be playing the Texas Rangers. And we here are offering you there specially priced tickets. That's right. You'll watch the game in the Executive Terrace Club with comfortable padded seats, a lounge, and a specialty concession stand. You can even order food and beverages from your padded seats. Meet KPLU Evening Jazz host Abe Beeson in the Terrace Club Lounge before the game. Get complete info at kplu.org. Here's Lionel Hampton.
stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time, the time. Keeps raining all of the time. When he went away, the blues came in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above's gonna let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I had in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time, the time. Keeps raining all of the time.
Lionel Hampton started that set playing his vibes, leading his band, 1939 for Victor Records. Joe Sullivan was on piano, Coleman Hawkins, beautiful solo on tenor sax, Benny Carter's trumpet, Singing the Blues, written by J. Russell Robinson. K-Star, Capitol Records, 1947. Singing Stormy Weather, written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Ted Kohler, Nat Cole on piano, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Benny Carter on alto saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I want to chase Singing in the Rain, popular movie and all that. You know, there's all kinds of renditions of it. And I want to give you two from the very beginning, 1929. Seeger Ellis, a beautiful voice, did a lot of work in this area, and sings Naceo Herb Brown and Arthur Freed's Singing in the Rain. Then, same year, Ukulele Ike, better known as Cliff Edwards, great actor as well as singer and uke player, doing his version with a little scat singing and swinging up-tempo. Two versions, Singing in the Rain.
Glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain of a smile on my face.
pace. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life along you. Stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on, with the rain I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Say I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. We'll be right back.
Singing in the Rain, written by Ignacio Herb Brown and lyric by Arthur Freed, 1929, two versions. Seeger Ellis for OK Records and Cliff Edwards, otherwise known as Ukulele Ike, for Columbia Records, and he got a chance to do a little scat singing, making up stuff. And a little changing in the tempo and some other people in there helping him out. Then the Missourians, 1930 for Victor Records. This band would become pretty much substantially Cab Calloway's orchestra later on. Run Here by Lockwood Lewis. 200 Squabble, written by the banjo player in the band, a fellow named Morris White. Dupreece Wheeler's Fine Trombone. Andre Brown, Beautiful Tenor Solo. Roger Dickerson on trumpet. And the low register, sneaky clarinet of Thornton Blue. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, at 88.5 KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of jazz. And stay tuned for All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, July 26th. The gibbous moon anchors a pretty triangle this evening. The triangle's other points are the planet Saturn, which is to the right of the moon, and the star Antares, about the same distance below the moon. Antares is the 15th brightest star system in the night sky. In the stellar brightness scale, it's ranked at almost exactly first magnitude. Astronomers have been using that scale for many centuries, although they've refined it to take advantage of the precise measurements possible with modern instruments. Originally, the brightest stars of all were described as first magnitude. The next brightest were second magnitude, and so on. Today, thanks to those precise modern measurements, the brightest stars are actually in negative numbers. The scale is logarithmic, so that a difference of 5 magnitudes equals a 100-fold difference in brightness. On that scale, a first magnitude star is roughly 2.5 times brighter than one of second magnitude. The faintest objects visible to the unaided eye depend on sky conditions, light pollution, and your own eyesight. But under especially dark, clear skies, those with very good eyes can see all the way down to about 6th magnitude, stars that are just 1% as bright as Antares. Again, look for first magnitude Antares, below the moon as night falls, with a slightly brighter planet Saturn to the right of the moon. Tomorrow, electric blue clouds in the twilight. Stardate is made possible in part by Northrop Grumman, pushing the boundaries of possibility in the space industry since the dawn of the space age. Details at northropgrumman.com/space. I'm Sandy Wood.
And our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for a chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For Monday, partly sunny, high near 74. And then it's going to be another warm week, perfect for seafare, I guess. By Tuesday, highs near 78 with sunny skies, and then sunny for the rest of the week with highs into the mid-80s. Right now in Seattle, we've got some light rain. Sure feels good. 64 degrees. Olympia, 67 degrees, mostly cloudy. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7, it's clear and 69 degrees. Well, I'm John Kessler. Good evening. 6 o'clock Sunday night. I've got 6 hours of All Blues stacked up next to me. Yeah, it's a bunch. And we're going to start at the top and work our way to the bottom. Got some really, really cool new stuff tonight. Buddy Guy has a new album out. Of course, Saint Germain, the French producer, has a very interesting new take on the blues. Samantha Fish has a new album out. We'll play a track from that. But let's start classic. Stevie Ray Vaughan, All Blues on 88.5.